Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into hour number three. I'm your host, Alexander Emmerich Jones. And coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll tell you how they're attacking you through the food supply. Very important report coming up. And then just a host of other key issues with the British government caught carrying out terror attacks in Iraq. So much other key news. You do not want to miss it. Right now, let's go to Chris in Tennessee, then Elias and Daniel and others. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. It's my opinion that the AIPAC and ADL are both terrorist organizations. Israel has rejected the UN resolutions more than any other country, and they've stolen our nuclear secrets time and time again.
Well, I don't think Israel's bad for not following UN resolutions. See, this is kind of the false left-right system. The globalists control the UN, who then plays good cop, bad cop. I agree with Barry Hamish, Jewish writer, who talks about the globalists controlling Israel. So, but I'm not disagreeing with you about AIPAC being bad. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the fact when Dr. Wolf was alive, he made a statement that the only thing that's come out of this Iraqi war is an oil pipeline directly from Iraq to Israel.
Now, Dr. Wolf was a great, great Jewish American.
Yes, sir. I really do miss him. And the whole thing about this is, I wish we elect more Muslim people to our Congress and Senate instead of more Jewish people. Alex, my question today is, do you think chemtrails...
Well, let me just stop you. See, I don't care if somebody's black, Hispanic, Jewish, polka-dotted, as long as they love freedom, I don't care. So, well, you know, a statement about people elect who they want to elect, but go ahead, sir.
Well, no, I'll give you that, but what I'm saying is this has happened with the Noam Chomsky situation where he defended freedom of speech, and all I'm trying to say is with these pro-Zionists...
You're talking about Noam Chomsky.
Yes, sir. All I'm trying to say is with this pro-Zionist view, they want to... lack freedom of speech just to put their view out. That's what
I hear you. It's bad news. Jews aren't allowed to have free speech in Israel. If they criticize the nuclear weapons, they get arrested.
Well, I was even surprised that Christians in Israel have their own license plate. They're labeled there. Alex, what do you think about chemtrails affecting these hurricanes that are hitting us now?
Well, I know there's weather modification going on. I don't know if this is causing it, but could other weather modification systems be causing the weather to get worse? Certainly. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Elias in Michigan. Go ahead, Elias.
But Pastor still on?
No, he's gone, sir.
Okay. Well, anyway.
He was on for an hour and a half.
He kind of stole my fire on the Ariel Sharon, but I'll mention this. Ariel Sharon, of course, he massacred tens of thousands there. He's the butcher, known as the Butcher of Beirut. And he is the premier of the state of Israel, and he's a great power there. And so, actually, the state of Israel is a terrorist organization. Getting back to Ron put it very clearly, and the good pastor also put it very clearly. And that is the big trouble.
And I don't think that, and I've studied this, sir. You've got evil people running things. Every time I really overturn a rock, he's certainly under the rock. There are devil worshippers under the rock, whether they're Germanic or Jewish. And, I mean, that's really what I've discovered. I will come on the air and tell you what I've discovered from real research. And so these are evil people. And I think to just say, oh, no, it's Jews...
I don't proclaim the Jews. No, I say the state of Israel. And the state of Israel only uses the Jewishness of people. That's what they're doing. The state of Israel is probably not even Jewish.
No,
it's known as the Khazars. The Khazars took over the Jewish religion.
Listen, I appreciate your call. We're going to be talking about organic food now for a few minutes and then get back into the news. But listen, I know it's a delicacy, a special treat to just go after Jews themselves. And I'm telling you, that's bad, folks. That helps the New World Order. We have the Zionists' own documents where they say they want to create anti-Semitism. You understand that is official. You must fight the policies. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got Ronnie Cummins on the line with us, and he is the founder and director of the Organic Consumers Association of America. We'll give you the website. And for those that don't know, we've had, you know, the founder of DNA recombinant protein splicing on the broadcast from London. We've interviewed many top genetic engineers who were pro-genetic engineering, and then they found out that you change one gene in an Irish potato, and you feed that to rats, they have mutations post-womb, which is almost impossible, they thought. I mean, actual mutations, new proteins, new enzymes that we cannot absorb that are poisonous. And now they're doing chimeras. Forget changing one gene. They'll put four or five organisms, you know, four or five different insects and some salmon genes into your corn or tomatoes. And your body doesn't know how to deal with it. And then the genetic engineering itself is very dangerous and could give rise to stuff that makes the avian flu look like a wonderful gift. Here's an example. They have a level 4 weapons lab in the name of fighting bioattacks down in Galveston. And it's about to have probably a Category 4 hurricane hit it. And it's not even in a level 4 laboratory. They have level 4 creatures. They have level 4 creations. They have level 4 pathogens, level 4 genetic engineered monsters in that facility, but it's not a level 4 facility. So just a side issue. But a lot of you still eat the genetically engineered potatoes, and I try not to eat it. I do every once in a while. Believe me, if it's fast food, it is. And 5 years ago in Austin, you couldn't buy organic food. Now, half the food in HEB is supposedly organic. You know, people are demanding it, so we're taking over. Well, the industry isn't going to have that. And so they're going to try to get genetically engineered food or radiated food, which totally destroys the value, certified. And they're trying it again. So here to join us is Ronnie Cummins. And, sir, can you give us what they've tried in the past and now what they're trying today, please, sir?
Yeah, back in 1997-98, the bureaucrats in the U.S. Department of Agriculture said, oh, yeah, it'd be okay to use genetic engineering, food irradiation, toxic sludge, pesticides, and organic. There was a huge backlash from organic consumers across the country.
Well,
so
everybody
they
knows
down.
Toxic sludge and radiation is organic, luscious food.
In conventional agriculture, it's routine nowadays to have food irradiation. It's routine to take municipal sewage sludge and industrial sewage sludge and put it on farmland.
And that's where hepatitis C explosions are really coming from. CDC's own documents. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically the USDA feels constrained by having citizens have any checks and balances over organic standards. So what's happened is that lobbyists for big corporations that are trying to take over the organic industry have convinced the Senate this week to vote on an amendment to the Agricultural Appropriations Bill that would basically change the way organic standards are controlled in the U.S.
Now, to be clear, we won't even be able to tell people. They won't even allow a certification by the private groups that really do check this. They will certify their toxic waste, their radiation as luscious and delicious. Folks, think of how criminal that is. And even the organic milk companies have been sued. They're not even allowed to say that, you know, this hormone's bad for you. They can just mention that the growth hormone isn't in it. I mean, they don't want us knowing this, do they?
They don't. And the only thing that keeps them in check is the fear of the grassroots. I mean, all these people in Congress and the bureaucrats and the USDA, they've got these cushy jobs which they're afraid of losing. So it's a good thing that as we speak, thousands of people are calling their senators and saying, back off on this thing.
And, of course, the Food and Drug Administration is a revolving door to Monsanto and others.
Exactly. So in the long run, we better change this government and restore democracy. In the short run, we better make sure that politicians know they're going to pay a heavy price.
Well, I just ate a big old fat organic apple. And, man, it tastes so much better. Why would anybody want to eat this stuff splattered with sewage?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, we're extreme, though. We should want to eat hepatitis-covered lettuce. By the way, folks, back in 97, remember Clinton got in all that trouble? The school lunch program, the federal government bought all those raspberries and strawberries coated with hepatitis C from, you know, from Mexico City sewage. I mean, folks, this is really happening.
Exactly. That's why we say SOS, Save Organic Standards. Stand up for your rights. Every time you pull out your wallet, beware of what you're buying. Make sure you know what you're doing. And we got to get organized politically so these politicians know they better stay in line.
But what's wrong with hepatitis C? Isn't that a nice gift to, you know, for your family?
Well, it keeps the drug industry's profits churning.
Let your family die, folks. Don't listen to us. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, but I don't think people realize, tell us what the bills are right now, what we're facing, how we defeat it. Then I want to specifically talk about some of the genetically modified foods that are out there, some of the food crops, and I want to go over radiation and your expertise, sir.
Okay, it's the Senate Appropriations Bill for this year, for 2006, that the Senate, U.S. Senate's voting on this week. So all you need to do is call your senator. I can give you a toll-free number.
And is that in the bill right now?
It's going to be an amendment offered from the floor by some anonymous senator who is afraid to go public with this. The vote will be taken in secret with no roll call, and they'll tell us about it afterwards. So what's happening now is that some of the senators are starting to see that, hey, they better not do this because there's so many people that are going to be angry. So if we will call our senators and tell them to do not support anything in the appropriations bill that's going to change the way organic standards.
Yeah, don't put hepatitis on the table.
Exactly. And if people want to send a letter to your senator automatically, all they have to do is go to our website, organicconsumers.org, and click on there. Thousands of people are doing that.
I don't
right
think people
now.
Realize. I've seen government produce promotions for the sewage companies going, how delicious the sewage in Hawaii is then sprayed on your crops. It's good. And I mean, what is wrong? The stuff that's flushed down the toilet, folks. This is insane.
Oh, yeah. And when people hear that, for example, non-organic meat, that it's legal in the United States to feed these cows and pigs and chickens, slaughterhouse waste, blood, manure, the same things that have spread mad cow disease all over the world, that's when they start looking for traditional organic grass-fed beef and pork and poultry. And that's,
you know, but you're some kind of extremist, sir. What's wrong with feeding rotten meat to a cow that isn't supposed to eat meat? You're one of those hippies that believes cows should eat grass.
Yeah. Well,
man, we are really getting extreme here, folks.
And it's interesting that about 54% of U.S. consumers are now saying that they're at least occasionally buying organic products. But that's why these big corporations like Kraft and Walmart and Schmucker's and Dean Foods are now stepping in to take over the organic industry.
But at the same time, they're lobbying to just certify the organic when it isn't.
That's right.
These people make me so mad. You know, they don't just want to give us what we want. They claim it's a free market. It isn't, folks. They want to feed us this slop chicken that's so dirty, full of everything, that they have to radiate it. So, I mean, it's just, this is unbelievable, Mr. Cummins.
Yeah, our own Centers for Disease Control admit that, for example, there's 78 million cases of food poisoning every year in the United States. And that they're basically not going to do anything about it. They'll just start nuking the food, which causes it to produce carcinogenic chemicals.
And then they'll let it even get dirtier.
Exactly.
Oh, wonder. Folks, this is your life. Don't be so just dealing. And I'm talking to myself here. Stop eating the garbage. So what if your bill is 40% more? By buying organics, it'll drive the prices down on organics and will force them. Look, we're hurting them right now. We're forcing them to put organics on the shelf, aren't we, Ronnie?
That's it. That's the reason why they want to take control of that organic label, because they know that's what people want. People are going back to the traditional ways of eating.
I tell you, though, you're extreme, sir. What's wrong with eating a dirty with chicken feces all over the chicken? I mean, the rotten meat. I mean, rotten meat is good.
That's what they're trying to tell us.
Look, rotten meat is good, radiation is good, cockroach genes in tomatoes is good, hepatitis C and B all over the food.
Pesticides, hormones, antibiotics.
It's luscious. It's luscious.
And,
I mean, why not let the chemical companies do this?
Exactly. Well, the interesting thing is that we can vote every day with our pocketbooks, and if we'll use our head and search out the alternatives, we can make our clout felt in the marketplace. But we've also got to get political now and stop the government from, for example, taking $95 billion of our tax money every year and giving it to these bureaucrats in the USDA who turn around and subsidize chemical-intensive agriculture.
Yeah, they then engineer the society.
Exactly. And they
well, listen, it's simple, folks. Go to the farmer's market. Learn canning. It's fun. Your kids will love it. I go to the grocery store, but I also go to the farmer's market. That stuff is so cheap and so delicious, and you're supporting the local farmers. Start a garden in your backyard. You won't believe how much food it produces.
Exactly. And organic is not some modern weird thing. This is the traditional way of doing things that our grandfather's generation took for granted, and we better quickly get back to those traditional ways.
Plus, it doesn't deplete the resources.
Exactly.
Give us the website for your organization, please, sir.
It's organicconsumers.org.
Organicconsumers.org. Ronnie Cummins, the founder and director of Organic Consumers Association of America. Sir, are there any other key points you want to make, or is that basically it in a nutshell?
I can give you the toll-free number for the Congressional Switchboard if people want to call their senators.
Give us that number.
It is 877-762-8762.
Stay there, sir. I want to I want to hear how close this legislation is to passing. Stay with us.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
All right, Stuart in Texas has got a question for our guest. We'll go to him in a minute. And then we've got the Comcast in Alabama, whatever that means. You guys come up with some weird names. Paul, Indiana, and others. And I'm going to get into a bunch of other news on other issues coming up in the next segment and then in the final segment. But we're talking to, of course, Ronnie Cummins, and he is the founder and director of Organic Consumers of America, Organic Consumers Association of America. Sir, how close are they to getting this passed?
As we're talking right now, the U.S. Senate is debating this issue. So they're going to take a vote in the next few days unless we can let them know that the public wants them to, you know, take their hands off organic standards, leave organic standards the way they
are. Man, they're just doing everything now. I mean, they're getting rid of posse comitatus. They're trying to pass free speech restricting hate laws. They're trying to go after and restrict us getting good food. They're trying to, I mean, it's just like a, like we're turning into Nazi Germany or something.
I think the only thing standing between us and a sort of 21st century Nazi Germany is getting organized and getting organized quickly, making our voices heard.
All right, 877-762-8762 is the switchboard number.
Yeah, and ask them for your senator's office. And
tell them, how dare you try to make it to where we can't have real labels? Because right now there's these big organic organizations who set the standards, and they go out and spot check and research. Now it's just going to be the FDA, who's already tried to pass a law saying something totally engineered is organic.
Yeah, we don't want the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the FDA and the EPA telling us what we can eat and telling us what can be on
label. Well, this is the same government that tells us mercury is nutritious in vaccines.
That's right.
I mean, they actually say mercury is good for you, folks. Let's go ahead and let Stuart in Texas get a comment or question in here for Mr. Cummins. Go ahead, Stuart.
Okay, great. Thanks for taking my call. If you've already touched on this, I apologize in advance. But people need to understand that when you change your dietary habits to go organic, you actually don't spend more. Because you eat less.
You get more nutrition, yeah.
You get more nutrition, and even your poop's not going to smell as bad. And you actually don't.
Thank you for saying that. That's very good for the radio, Stuart.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, I mean, it's just all the benefits of it. You know, so,
Anything else, Stuart? That's an interesting.
That's it. I just want to remind people that you really don't spend money. If you're going to eat less, you're going to digest more. It's better for you. It's a trick to think you're actually going to be spending more. And that's really all I had to say.
Well, you know, well thanks for the call. I mean, and what he's saying is true, I guess. But I know this, folks. When you hear the word organic, you think of something, you know, fancy, futuristic. Folks, you just should say real food. Tomatoes without cockroach genes. And folks, I'm not joking when I say that. Ronnie, do you want to tell folks before you leave us some of the genes they're putting in most of the foods now?
Oh, yeah. Some of the most horrific experiments right now that genetic engineers are putting in with the approval of the USDA, I might say, are they're putting human genes, for example, in corn and rice, saying they will produce these new super drugs that will be beneficial to our health. But they're not telling us, how are you going to keep this corn spermicide that you've spliced into the corn from spreading through pollen to all the corn to where you eat the corn flakes and you won't have to worry about birth control.
But don't worry. Exactly. Well, that's their plan. but don't worry. They'll have a drug you can take to fix it.
Yeah, they're now splicing industrial chemicals and pharmaceutical drugs into common food crops like corn and rice
but
on an experimental basis.
But currently the stuff on the store shelves has salmon, cockroach, grasshopper, pig genes in it.
Yeah, everything out there, all the processed foods in the supermarket that are not organic actually would test positive for the presence of genetically engineered organisms.
And this is the biggest story ever, Ronnie. I mean, I've had top geneticists who worked on this, who wrote the big reports on, who actually studied it. You change one gene, it's deadly poison because it creates new amino acids your body treats as a poison. When they start adding four or five new animals into a tomato, this is deadly poison, folks.
Yes, I mean, and that's why so many people are turning to traditional organic food because it's banned to use genetic engineering in organic.
That's another reason so much, exactly. And God bless you for your work, Mr. Cummins, and people in your organization. Because, folks, this isn't a joke. Allergies that the studies are showing are exploding because of these genetically engineered foods. They're screwing us up. You eat, and people are getting violent allergic reactions to these and don't know why you're having such bad allergies.
It's destroying the animals who are eating the genetically engineered feed. So what's it doing to us, the human, getting
Well, Ronnie,
food?
I talk to farmers all the time when they talk about Roundup Ready canola and stuff. The pigs and the cows will not eat it.
Yeah.
Now, what are they smelling, Ronnie, that the humans can't smell?
Indeed. We should listen to the animal world on this issue in our own common sense.
All right. God bless you for coming on, sir.
Thanks a lot, Alec. Keep up the good work.
Take care. Bye.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't forget, if you live in any of the Gulf Coast areas and have been procrastinating and this new Category 4 hurricane's coming, if you order right now, they can still get it out to you in a two-day delivery. So you'll get it by Friday morning before the hurricane hits. Give New Millennium Concepts a call, but only in the next hour or so will you have time to do this. That is 1-888-803-4438. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to take advantage of that next day shipping. It's normally about $50 for only $18, and get the regular discount on the water filters and get the free gift if you tell them Alex Jones sent you. 888-803-4438. And folks that order and say Alex Jones sent you, get the best deals. So that is coming up. But again, if I can use a hurricane to get you to stop drinking the poison water they're giving you, c'est la vie, folks. I mean, that's why I drink out of water filters. I mean, the stuff in the water right now, you better worry. I mean, it's just as bad as the stuff in the GM food. All right, I know we got loaded phone lines, and I'm going to get to you. We're going to go to you real fast here later. But I gotta cover some news here. If you miss that number, it's 888-803-4438. People say, I said it so fast. Here it is. 888-803-4438. Or go to berkeywater.com, and in the comment section, tell them what free gift you want, a sports bottle, water filter, or a sheltering in place DVD or video. And tell them in the comments section Alex Jones sent you to get those. BerkeyWater.com or there's a banner on InfoWars.com. Okay, I could spend all day on this, but Paul Watson put together a great article on it. British Special Forces caught carrying out staged terror attack in Iraq. Media blackout shadows why black ops soldiers were arrested. And in another example of how the Iraqi quagmires deliberately designed to degenerate into a chaotic abyss, British SAS soldiers were caught attempting to stage a terror attack at the media and have dutifully shut up about the real questions surrounding the incident. What is admitted is the two British soldiers in Arab garb and headdresses, including beards, drove a car towards a group of Iraqi police and began firing. According to the Basra governor, Mohammed al-Wali, a policeman was shot dead and another was injured. Pictured below are the wigs and clothing of the soldiers as well as a photo. And it's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. The Arab garb is obviously undeniable proof that the operation, whether its ultimate intention, was staged so that any eyewitnesses would believe it had been carried out by Iraqis. And it continues, this has all the indications of a frame-up. This is made all the worse by, and more interesting, by the fact that early reports cited as originating from BBC World Service Radio stated that the car used contained explosives. Was this another staged car bombing intended to keep tensions high? As you will discover later, the plan to keep Iraq divided and in turmoil is an actual policy directive that spans back over two decades. This is all key, folks. The BBC reports that the car did contain assault rifles, a light machine gun, an anti-tank weapon, radio gear, and a medicine kit. This is thought to be standard kit for SAS operating in such a theater of operations. And are fake bushy black wigs and turbans standard kits for Special Air Services? What happened to the early reports of explosives? Why is the media relentlessly reported on the subsequent rescue effort without describing why they had to rescue them? And the failed addresses these key questions. The soldiers were arrested and taken to a nearby jail where they were confronted and interrogated by an Iraqi judge. The initial demand from the puppet authorities that the soldiers be released was rejected by the Basra government. At the point, tanks were then sent in to rescue, in quotes, the terrorists, and the liberated Iraqis started to riot, firebombing and pelting stones at the vehicles, injuring British troops, as was depicted in this dramatic Reuters photo of the guy, the tanker jumping off burning. As the SAS were being rescued, 150 prisoners escaped from the jail. Was this intentional or just the result of another botched black op? From this point on, the media coverage was monopolized by accounts of the rescue and the giant marauding pink elephant in the living room, namely, why were soldiers who were arrested in the first place was routinely ignored. The only outlet to ask any serious questions was the Australian TV News, which according to one viewer gave credibility to the conspiracy theories that have long claimed that many terrorist acts in Iraq were in fact being initiated and carried out by U.S., British, and Israeli forces. Well, they've caught Israelis multiple times shooting at and shooting Marines. The Marines catch them and beat them up and pull the Arab disguises off, and it's Israeli special forces. I mean, that's mainstream news. We have a link right here. And this will all be brushed over here. Iran's top military commander, Brigadier General Mohammad Bakir Zoldakar, pointed the finger at the occupational government last week by publicly stating the Americans blame weak and feeble groups in Iraq for insecurity in this country. We do not believe this, and we have information that the insecurity is the roots in the activities of American and Israeli spies, he said. He continued by saying, Iraq is a deeply rooted phenomenon. The root of insecurity in Iraq lies in the occupation of the country by foreigners. If Iraq is to become secure, there will be no room for occupiers. And continues, that explanation has a lot of currency amongst ordinary Iraqis who have been direct witnesses to these bombings. I mean, they've watched helicopters fly over and fire hellfire into a truck. Everybody sees it. There's thousands of witnesses, and everybody says, no, a car bomber did it. Again, if the war goes on for years, billions are made every few weeks, folks. If we go in and restore power and put a real government in, we'll have to leave. No cashola. No military launch base to attack Syria and Iran when the globalists detonate nukes here and blame it on Iran and Syria. You understand how important this article is we got posted? You better get it out to everybody, folks. We got a chance to beat these people, but only if you take action. Throughout history, we see the tactic of divide and conquer being used to enslave populations and swallow formerly sovereign countries by piecemeal. From the British stirring up aggression between different Indian tribes in order to foment division, to modern-day Yugoslavia, where the country was rejecting the IMF and World Bank takeover before the globalists broke it up and took the country piece by arming and empowering extremists controlled by bin Laden. And so in Iraq, the New York Times, November 25, 2003, Leslie Gleeb of the Council on Foreign Relations writes, to put most of its money and troops there would do the most quickly with the Kurds and Shiites. The United States could extradite most of its forces from the so-called Sunni Triangle north and west of Baghdad. American officials could then wait for the troublesome and domineering Sunnis without oil or oil reserves to moderate their ambitions or suffer the consequences. Gleeb argues for the following rebellion to escalate in order to create a divide in Iraq. Again, Gleeb openly argues for it. And in the 82, Odin Yeon, an official from the Israeli Foreign Affairs Office, wrote, to dissolve Iraq is even more important for us than dissolving Syria. In the short term, it's Iraq's power that constitutes the greatest threat to Israel. The Iraq-Iran conflict, war-torn Iraq apart, and provoke its downfall. All manner of inter-Arab conflict help us to accelerate our goal of breaking up Iraq into small, diverse pieces. So if the plan is to keep the different sects in each other's throats, then who benefits from the chaos created by the endless bombings, Paul Watson comments. And that's true. I mean, we have the official Israeli plans, and then so our government will bomb the Shiites, bomb the Sunnis, blame it on them, get a fight going. President Bush's slip of the tongue when he stated, I'll take time to destroy chaos and order, I mean order out of chaos, but will seems less fractional in this light, Bush said. Plans for 4,000 NATO troops to replace U.S. troops in Afghanistan will likely be mirrored in Iraq, and the country will be used as a launch pad for the coming invasions of Iran and Syria. It is certain that any groups... I try to read fast, and I'm not good at that. I apologize. Let me focus on this. This is important, folks. It is certain that any reports coming out of Iraq accusing occupational forces of being behind car bombings will be brutally censored. The Pentagon admitted before the war that independent journalists would be military targets, and since then, we have seen more journalists killed in Iraq over the last 2.5 years than the entire 7-year stretch of U.S. involvement in Vietnam. Then we have, and Paul needs to add this, the whole P2OG plan, or the strategy of tension, to where the Pentagon said we're going to create crises to get more Arabs to fight us. In many cases, such as the Mazen and Danim, an acclaimed hero who was killed after filming U.S. mass graves, journalists are hunted down and executed because they have recorded something that the occupational government doesn't want to reach the wider world. In a few weeks, last week, we had troops telling reporters, I don't care if judges say you can tape stuff. If you do, we're going to kill you like we killed journalists in Iraq. Italian journalist Gillian Surgeon's car was fired upon. An Italian Secret Service agent was killed after Surgeon was told by the group that had kidnapped her that a threat to kill her if Italian troops didn't pull out of Iraq wasn't made by them. This means that Rumsfeld's Ministry of Truth in Iraq is putting out false statements by fake jihad groups to try and maintain the facade that the resistance is run by brutal terrorists under the direction of Al-Qaeda, Iran, Syria, or whoever else they want to bomb next, for Zal-Hukari, who's openly CIA. Every high-profile kidnapping brings with it eyewitness reports of white men in suits and police carrying out the abductions. Many will find it hard to believe that the ordinary soldiers would have it in them to carry out such brutal atrocities. The people carrying out these acts are not ordinary soldiers. They are SAS thugs, who have been told that they will have to be more evil than the terrorists to defeat the terrorists. This is how they morally justify to themselves engaging in this criminal behavior. We will update the story as new developments take place. And I've got a huge report about satanic devil worship by Tony Blair and his degenerate wife. And no way to read that whole article of channeling Lucifer openly, black magic circles, Aztec satanic rituals, pentagrams, everything else. Just running around foaming at the mouth, saying, I love getting bloodied in Iraq. Blair actually commenting in memos about being energized by the bloodying. I can feel the bloodying from the war. I mean, that's who we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so sick of them. And then this continues. Experts say Louisiana levees should have held. Reuters reporting. Hurricane experts at Katrina's storm surges were similar to authorities have suggested that poor design, faulty construction, or a combination of the two were to blame. Balderdash, reports are they were blown. There's evidence of that, not just Louis Farrakhan saying it. Indonesia fears bird flu epidemic, and it says that they think a baby died, a two-year-old. They think, because the government says, give up all your rights, worship world government, or the evil bird flu will get you. Indonesia could soon face bird flu epidemic. The health minister has warned after the death of two young girls suspected of having the disease. It's suspected! If it's such a deadly airborne pathogen, why has it only killed like a dozen people? And again, it's going to be the globalists releasing something else and saying it's this bird flu. The CFR says it will come here and it's going to kill us and millions are going to die. Some reports billions, and I say they're going to do it, and all the evidence shows it. Why are they killing all these key microbiologists? There's people that can identify where the pathogen's really coming from. At least four people are known to have died from the bird flu in Indonesia alone, several others in a hospital with symptoms of the disease, say officials. I mean, flu kills 40,000 people a year in the U.S., folks. Indonesia has taken drastic steps to curb the virus amid reports of panic. Not yet an epidemic. And they just tell you to panic, so you panic. Is always to herd you. And the government, even if it's real, can't protect you, boys and girls. You better have a boogie point. You better have a place out in the country you can get to and hang a sign on the fence saying anybody comes in here, you're going to get lit up. But no, they tell you to sit in your house and learn to worship the government. And then out of that martial law system will never emerge. And then they'll have a national draft and we'll all be slaves. Oh, we got to have a national draft to deal with the crisis, folks. Tesco stocks up on inside knowledge of shoppers' lives. Tesco's stocks are way up. London Guardian, Tesco is quietly building a profile for you, along with every individual in the country, a map of personality, travel habits, shopping preferences, and even how charities and eco-friendly you are. A subsidiary of the supermarket chain has set up a database called Crucible, and it just gets into how it works for the government. Everything you do is totally tracked. No freedom, no nothing. It's already in America. Every prescription you get is instantly uploaded to the government. No Fourth Amendment, but you think you live in a free country. By the way, we defeated the tracker chips to tax you on every major road in Texas. 6,000 miles of Texas roads. The entire country has 7,000 miles of taxable roads. We defeated the law, but they're not stopping. They're just going to, without even having a law, TxDOT has had millions of these printed up. I had the Business Wire press release. And they'll just order you with no law to put it on your car. Lawless scumbag worms. You see the new criminality. They don't even have the government pass the laws now. They just vomit this stuff onto you and say, do it, we got men with machine guns! You can tell I'm freaking out, folks. I have a giant stack here I haven't even covered. I am very angry about this because next year... They're going to start putting tolls up on the regular roads. You know what? 99% of people don't want it. The polls a year ago were 93% in Austin, 94%, 98% in Houston. The new polls are 99%. And they won't even tell you how it's going to work. Well, I'll tell you, that's now official, just in the industry publications. They are going to set up checkpoints, and they are going to pull you over, and they are going to give you one of these. And these computerized systems are going to block the roads. And they are going to make you right there at the toll road pay for a chip, that little sticker that tracks you up to 2,000 yards. And there's nothing you can do. They will have machine guns. And there won't even be a law. I have the actual news article posted on InfoWars.com. And we should run down the street screaming, pulling our hair out. This is that bad. There's not even a law. You are the scum of the earth. I'm trying to control myself right now. Hold on just a minute. Here's another one. China admits women are forced to have abortions. If one more State Department document says we're making this up, I don't know what I'm going to do. Neocons get on the radio and say it isn't true. But the Chinese government, London Independent Report, says, of course, we force women to have abortions. And our government gives them the awards and help funds it. And they come by and grab women and they slaughter babies. And the pro-abortion crowd just loves it. This is Charlie Manson activity, folks. I mean, this is one step closer to Sharon Tate murder. And I guess some horror like that only rates 15 seconds. Mental health bill to cost thousands to be detained immediately. The Scotsman reports over there, under their new freedom initiative, they're going to go ahead and arrest tens of thousands of people and go ahead and start arresting you for no reason. And others, we'll take a few calls and cover a few final news stories when we get back. PrisonPlanet.tv, stay with me.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I'm going to have to do kind of caller graffiti is what some people call it, where I give you about 30, 45 seconds or less. Or I'll never get to the callers. I want to hit a few final news stories. The Comcast in Alabama, then Paul and Patrick. Go ahead, Comcast.
I'm going to try to get the radio, your broadcast played in Alabama, if possible. I'm going to work on it real hard.
Well, we've had affiliates there. I think we got one right now, but we do need more.
What channel is it, if you know it?
I don't have all the affiliates in front of me.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
What else is on your mind, my friend?
According to just the way I think, okay, I say the end of the world is near, but that's just by the events that's been happening.
Well, okay? I appreciate your call. I don't think the end of the world is near. I mean, we've had, when Pompeii got covered with lava, I mean, stuff like this happens, folks. Let's talk to Paul in Indiana. Go ahead, Paul.
Alex.
Hi.
A couple quick points. I just heard that there's a the pharmaceutical companies are coming out with a new disease called ODD, and that's obsessive disobedience disorder.
They have a whole bunch. Yeah, if you don't submit and give up all your rights, they
right.
have disorders where you refuse to take their psychotropics.
Yep. That's the first thing. The second thing, back with the organic food and that whole issue, I know some people really can't afford to buy the organic food because it is a lot more expensive, but the main thing that they can do to protect themselves from the toxic, you know, food that's putting out is go get something from the health food store to detox your liver and protect your liver, because that is really what critical. That's all I got, Alex.
All right, thanks for your call. You know, I really disagree with that statement. I've been around the country, and maybe in some areas it's expensive, but it tastes better. It's got more nutritional value. I mean, so one apple that's organic costs as much as two inorganic apples. So what? I mean, people say they can't afford that. You will get more nutrients. I mean, you know what you can do on a tiny plot of land, how much food you can grow on a quarter acre? You know what you, I mean, we've had so much food. Down here we have a long growth season. I mean, I've probably grown 100 off of two plants, more than 100 giant cucumbers, probably off of three tomato plants, probably 150 big juicy tomatoes, 20 big fat eggplants, hundreds of peppers. I mean, a lot of times it ends up rotting, and I throw it back out in the air because we're eating so much, if there's more than we need, off of probably about 100 square feet. 100 square feet. Okay, let's talk to Patrick. Patrick, finish up. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Good work. Yeah, you know, I go to these health food stores, these big health food grocery stores, you know, I've gone to 2 hours from here in Louisville.
Yeah.
From me, and, you know, they're basically selling, a lot of the things they sell are the same things that they sell at Kroger's with these, you know, I don't trust these USDA organic labels. I mean, I just don't trust.
Well, you can tell organics by the look of them, and there are real certifications that are good. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
We're out of time. I'm sorry. A bunch of news I wanted to get to. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. And just briefly, I hope you'll get my new film, Martial Law. It's an important film. It needs to be seen. It needs to get attention. Please get Martial Law. It's a miniseries. Please go to Infowars.com and order as many copies as you can and get them out to people. Or buy one copy and make copies. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch it online right now and burn a bunch of copies of it and give it to people. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank all the affiliates, the sponsors, all of you. God bless you all. And just get out there and expose the New World Order. Get out there and stand up for decency. I love you. God bless you.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.